Glenn, good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon, Mike. I'm doing great. How are you?
Well, I'm trying to find some sunshine in this world, and I guess audio sunshine is all we can provide to the masses. So you guys have great stories over at University Elementary School. How's the new semester or the new year been going? And, well, what have you guys been up to? I know we got back, we got back on the third Wednesday. We had a little Martin Luther King holiday there. We had really cold temperatures. Everybody survived through the holidays and all that fun stuff.
It has been a wonderful year here at University School, and the semester is off to a great start. We have probably some of the best students in MCCSC, of course, in Bloomington, wonderful students in Bloomington, excellent educators across the district, and our teachers and students here at University School are right in that boat. They've come back great from winter break, and they've hit the ground running, and we cannot wait to see the wonderful things they're going to do the second semester.
Well, and we've got a calendar that's getting ready to flip over. What time is the big Groundhog Day parade so I can get out there and take some video and do all that?
I got to be honest with you. With all this overcast sky, I don't think we're going to see any groundhog shadows anytime soon.
Yeah, well, we should just let them sleep in. Maybe that would be better. But we have a good forecast coming up, so that's exciting. And also, in your building, it's always exciting times. You have preschool through sixth grade. You're very busy on that side of town. And I believe starting February 1st, that's when we can register for school next year?
That's right. So what do we got here? Today's the 30th. So in a couple days here, all across the district, families can start registering for kindergarten as well as pre-K, which is for four-year-olds, and early learning, which is for three-year-olds. And that is going to be a very exciting opportunity that we have all across our district. If our listeners remember that in November during the election, they voted in support of a referendum, and we are very grateful to our community for supporting MCCSC through this referendum. And one of the parts of that referendum is supporting early learning and pre-K programs in the district. And so on February 1st, families can start registering for early learning through the Early Learning Office. And, of course, with kindergarten coming up, which will be next week, we can talk about here in a moment, of course, they can get ready for kindergarten as well. So a lot of great things happening for our earliest learners. We know that when we can get kids into the buildings early and get going, we're going to find that as they progress through school, they're going to find much more success. So, again, thank you to all our community members that have supported the referendum to allow us to put these programs and supports in place for our 3- and 4-year-olds.
Glenn Hopkins is the principal on North Russell Road at University Elementary School. And how does that pre-K money, dollars, how does that directly affect university? Does that come right into your pre-K program? Is that spread throughout the district? Tell our listeners how that benefits the folks at University School.
Yeah, so to the best of my knowledge, the first place I would point all of the listeners here to go to is the mccsc.edu website. And on there, you'll find a link to click on early learning. And there is there's an electronic brochure that families can visit that Dr. Dowling and Dr. Housewald have put together that has a wealth of information about it in it about our early learning programs. But that is taken care of at our district level, and Dr. Dowling is our early learning director. And he is the one that's, I guess you could say, is pulling all the strings to make sure that we get off the ground and we're successful with early learning, not just at University School, but across the entire district. All of our elementaries will be housing 4-year-old early learning classroom, or pre-K classrooms, I'm sorry. And then we'll also have our site-based spaces for 3-year-olds as well in the district.
It's a busy time in the MCCSC. Everybody's growing. Everybody's moving around, and we're trying to get the youth educated. And you have the International Baccalaureate. I always have to say that slowly. It's a big intimidating word. The International Baccalaureate School University. How long have you been in the IB club now?
Yeah, so this is we're hitting year 7 right now as an International Baccalaureate School primary years program. And speaking as a principal, but also as a parent who has had a child go through this program, I cannot ask for a better learning experience, a learning setting for my child and the children that go through University School, being in an IB school. Our students are constantly engaged in this action cycle where they're making choices, they're taking action, and they're reflecting on their learning, and they're asking these questions about how can I make an impact not only on my school, but on my local community and on the world. And it's really great to see students, not only at university schools and IB school, but we have three other IB programs in the district where students are taking action to make a difference and speak up, become advocates, look at how they can be participants and make social justice an important thing in their life.
And the other part of this is this is not contained to third grade or fourth grade. It's everybody, correct?
That's right. So we start as an IB program. It starts in kindergarten, and it goes through sixth grade. And every grade level, they look at six different units of inquiry. So, for example, they may look at how the world works. And in kindergarten, through the How the World Works, they have a big toy unit here at University School, and they look at toys and the form and the function of toys. And as you get up to sixth grade, when they get into that same unit, How the World Works, they're looking at ancient civilizations and the Greeks and how their government influences the government and the way that we operate today as a world. So it's really exciting to see that progression for kids. Same units every year, but each grade level looks at it through a different lens.
Well, and they should as they get older and they start to learn and experience more great things. My favorite question is annually when we get together, and it changes annually, which I think is great. How many languages are we speaking in the building now?
So at university school, we actually just had a new family move in. So that puts us at 36 countries speaking 32 languages.
That's incredible. How are you fluent in all 32 of these languages, Principal?
Oh, I'm going to be honest with you. I throw out maybe a little bit of German because I had an exchange student a couple years ago, so I know a few words there. Took Spanish in high school, and that might be the extent of where I go with things.
Well, and to have that many different styles of dialect and that many styles of culture, it's never a dull moment out there, is it?
No, and we're very fortunate, not only at University School, but in many of our schools, to have an E&L program. English is, and we say new language, but it's for our native speakers. And we have two excellent, phenomenal teachers here at University School that work with our E&L students to make sure that they are getting the services they need to learn the English language so they can become proficient and be successful in the classroom. So not only at university school do we have that program, we have that many schools across the district where we're supporting our language learners all across MCCSC.
Glenn Hopkins is our guest, the principal at University Elementary School. And we were joking when we got started about it's kind of the indoor season. Where's the sun? It's been cold. It rained 6 inches this month. And it's been snowy and all of the above. Well, we have to have some fun indoor things to do. It can't be all just work, 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 can it?
No, and we are very excited. Coming up this Saturday, it is an indoor thing, and it's a good time to have it with this weather. But this Saturday, we're going to host our first robotics invitational here at University School, and that's an all-day event, and there's about over 30 teams coming from, I'm going to say all around the state, but really you're looking at probably Indianapolis South to come to this competition. But it's called VEX IQ Robotics. Benford's been hosting a competition over the last few years, and university is getting in on that this year. And it's a great time to bring together 4th, 5th, and 6th graders who have built some robots, and then these robots that they drive, they do these different skills along the way, and they're trying to accumulate these different points in a team fashion. So we may have two university kids paired up with, for example, two kids from maybe Edgewood or Owen Valley or somewhere up in Indianapolis, and you're looking to work together in a teamwork challenge to score points. And then out of this competition on Saturday, we're going to have a winner that will go to the state championship, which is held at Lucas Oil Stadium in the month of March. So it's an exciting opportunity. We get to see kids using some problem solving, some collaboration, and definitely getting into all that STEM that we love to see our kids doing.
Excellent. And obviously that will be used. It's a skill they're going to use the rest of their lives.
Absolutely.
The other indoor stuff going on, obviously. You have tons of clubs over there. What is highlighted this spring that you guys are concentrating on besides robotics?
Yeah, I'll tell you, every time you turn the corner, there's a new club meeting at university school. We continue to have a chess club that is well attended. We have over 90 kids or so that participate in our chess club that is available in the mornings and in the afternoons after school. I just had a kid get out of the car yesterday morning, two kids actually, that told me that they came back from a state tournament and they were state champions in their age group. So we're proud of those kids. We have things like choir, of course, thanks to MCCSC and previous referendum funds in the past. We have our strings program at university. We have our band program. We have our choir. We partner with Indiana University through Bridges Languages. So we have some Russian clubs happening here at university school. We do support Cub Scouts, Girl Scouts, providing them with a space here. So there's just a handful of things that are happening here for our kids, regardless of their age. Something we are excited about that we're starting here, actually next week, it's through the Indiana Principals Association, we have put together a math bowl team. And so we have about 40 kids that will be on this math bowl team. And in the month of April, we will travel to Bedford, where we will compete in a state championship or a state competition to see how we compete against other teams in the state on this math bowl. And in the fall, we did Spell Bowl, where actually we placed 10th in the state in the Spell Bowl competition. So a lot of great things happening with clubs and for our kids here at university.
Well, that must mean you have a bunch of great teachers and parents that help make that all work. That just doesn't happen out of the blue, does it?
It's a community, right? You hear all the time, it takes a community to raise these children, and we are beyond fortunate to be in a school, in a community, the community of Bloomington, of course, and MCCSC, but we're fortunate here at university. We have great kids that are following directions, putting in their best effort, teachers that are pouring in so many hours to give everything they can to these teachers to help them to find success, whatever it is, be it academically, socially, emotionally, and then our families. You know, we have families from all walks of life, all over the spectrum of what they're bringing to school every day, but we have great families that are supportive of our school, and we could not be more grateful for everything they do for our school and for our community.
What time does that bell ring?
Bell here at university school, we wrap things up formally at 4:15, but we start loading buses at 4 o'clock. Imagine this. We get almost 600 kids out of this building in 15 minutes safely every day. You show me a school that's doing that and rocking it. We're very proud of our dismissal, but we teach right up to the last minute. Teaching and learning is important at university school, so we go right till 4 o'clock.
And so is a little lunch and recess. Let's not forget about all those fun things as well. Hey, brag about your staff that helps make that machine run so well oiled.
Yeah, so just the day-to-day operations of the school.
Whatever you would like. You're right there in it all the time. You got so many things going on. I know it takes a village, as the old saying says.
Sure. Well, we celebrated the teachers a moment ago, and When you get into a school, one of the first things you learn, be a teacher or an administrator, you're told to befriend two groups of people, the custodians and the front office staff. And we'll start there. Our front office staff is phenomenal. They greet those families that come in through the front door of the school and get kids in the building, take care of all those crazy phone calls that are coming in throughout the day. And then our custodians, they keep the school looking beautiful each and every day. We're so grateful. But then you turn the page and you look at our support staff, our preventionists, our special ed aides, our ENL aides, people that are in self-contained special education classrooms, our expanded learning teacher, whoever it is. Teachers can't do it on their own. I can't do it on my own. My assistant principal, who is a rock star, can't do it on her own. It takes all of us as a group, the support staff. We could not do it without them, and we are very grateful for everything that they do for our kids each day here at university.
And your PTO, I know, is highly involved as well. You got to have a spring carnival, right? Isn't that required at every elementary school?
Well, yeah, so end of the year, we have a learning festival. So it's kind of a hybrid of a little bit of carnival, but as an IB school, we have I guess you could call it a capstone at the end of the year. And the first week of May, we have our learning festival, and that's when you just see our school explode with all of the learning that has happened. The hallways, you can't see them. Well, I'm not going to say all that, but the wall space is limited, because there is so much learning that is on display that has happened throughout the school year. And then we hit up that, I guess you could call it the carnival theme of the year with the PTO, that they work to get us ready to raise funds, who of course support our teachers throughout the year.
Are you having any fun?
Am I having fun?
Yeah. It sounds like you're having a good time out there with your gang at university.
This is year 22 for me in education. And when I came to university school 6 years ago, I had no idea what I was getting into. I get out of bed every single day, and I know that I am blessed to be in a school like university school. Every day is a new adventure. This place is just so fulfilling each and every day. And MCCSC is the exact same way. This is it's a forward-thinking district, and it is a supportive district full of supportive families and students and teachers. And I absolutely adore coming to University Elementary School each and every day. They fill my cup up.
Your energy is infectious, and I hope that radiates throughout your building as well. They're lucky to have you, Glenn. We appreciate the update. Best of luck the rest of the semester. I promise I'm going to find some sunshine so we can go outside for recess and just enjoy a little bit more warmth and hopefully early spring. That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
We would love it. I appreciate the time you've given us on the radio today.
Thanks, Glenn. Have a great one, and we'll get caught up with you down the road.
Can't wait. Have a great day.